How you doing, everybody? It is your guy, Taz the Angel, and we are back here with another episode of Car Talk with Taz the Angel. Good conversation you can ride to. And even before today's sponsor, we're going to take a quick moment to pay respects. We want to say RIP to Akira Toriyama. Akira Toriyama is, I'll let you see that first. These characters here are a part of probably the most influential anime to be created to this day, named the Dragon Ball series, right? Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and Dragon Ball Super. They have a few more what they call non-canon spin-offs, but you know, to keep this short, I just want to say that, you know, being a guy who's over 30 years old, when I was a kid, it wasn't popular to be into anime. You know, I got teased some, like talked about, but not really bullied. And if I'm being completely honest, even the teasing never bothered me, because the guys who would talk the most trash about me would meet up with me after class and trade Pokemon cards with me. It didn't hinder me and my connections with anyone. So I never really cared about it that much, because words have as much power as our faith put into them, and that's actually going to be important later on. But again, you know, coming up when being into anime and comics wasn't important, it was refreshing to see a cartoon, what we thought at that time, 10 years old, I didn't know that it was an anime. I didn't know the difference between the two. I just knew that they were animated. As a matter of fact, every episode you see, or every time I use this microphone, you see this. This is actually the 7-star Dragon Ball from that anime. So that shows how important and influential it is in my life. You know, with all the content that I create with this Dragon Ball is there. You know, it's not always visible because I don't want it to be the focal point, but it's always there because of the impact that that Dragon Ball gave me. Is there. I learned a lot of lessons, how to persevere through pain, how to not quit just because someone doesn't want you to have something, to dig deeper and push past your limits. Just so many things, you know, how to get over inner anger and rage and learn to love. And I got that from King Vegeta. Well, technically, you know, we refer to him as Prince Vegeta, but I'm talking about our Vegeta. and as you can see, I am wearing orange and blue in respect to Akira Toriyama. His most popular character is Goku. Because of that, I'm wearing Goku's colors. Again, just to pay respects. And, you know, to move on forward, like I said, he taught me a lot of lessons and got me through a lot of tough times, and even showed me how to expand my imagination, which is a very necessary thing in this, to be an adult, even though a lot of people think it's the opposite. You know, I would hear, you're too old to be watching that. But at the same time, if I'm learning lessons from the anime, but the reality show that those people may be engaging in watching, if you're not learning anything that's going to benefit your life, but I am from this anime, then, you know, which one of us should stop watching this programming? So I want to say thank you to Akira Toriyama for creating the Dragon Ball franchise and giving me and almost all of my friends, only a few of my friends, like, haven't seen the show, but so many, I mean, millions and millions, if not billions of people, just impacting their lives and improving them. So thank you for your contribution to this earth. We appreciate you. To move forward, we have our sponsor, Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass. which is a full service windshield repair service where they make, I said home calls and house calls last time. They make home calls and business calls. Like, they'll come out to your place of business when scheduled properly, of course, to come out and do a repair to either the windshield where they repair either chips or cracks, or and they repair both chips and cracks. They prefer for the cracks to be less than 6 inches in length, because anything that length and further can jeopardize the integrity of the windshield when they're doing the repair process. So anything over that will usually require a larger payment because of the larger amount of risk. So, but repairs are started as low as $50. $50, not $500 for an insurance deductible. None of those things. $50. Okay, repairs start as low as $50. This is for the Texoma location. That's Gainesville, Texas, Denton, Texas, Lindsay, Louisville, Thackerville, Marietta, Oklahoma. Now, Thackerville, Oklahoma, Marietta, Oklahoma, you know, that whole Texoma area, that 50-mile radius, they make calls. I mean, they make, again, home calls and business calls, and their number is 940-539-5912. They prefer text messages instead of phone calls to increase traceability, to keep up with times, names, vehicles, you know, because if they're going to your job, they're going to have to find your vehicle amongst other vehicles, you know. So it helps a lot with traceability by giving your information, by texting, not giving your information, but by setting that appointment up through text message. And again, their number is 940-539-5912. And we're going to get into this, guys. So last week, I was talking to you all about not pulling from sources of darkness, right? I'm going to sit back a bit. We talked about not pulling from darkness, right? This is the next step. Today, we're going to learn about the art of speaking life. And this is one of the most necessary lessons that are the most untaught, or that is the most untaught. When we say things like, man, the devil stay busy, what do you think happens when you release those words? What happens is, those words are released and given power because of their release. Simple proof, two times. The Creator God Himself, Adonai, the first thing He commanded when He was shaping this world for us, let there be light. Now, He's done many things without speaking. So He didn't have to speak, but that level of power is activated through speech. It's like a gun is activated by pulling the trigger. You understand? So we have to make sure that our weapon is to protect and not harm, not kill, you know, it's to preserve life and to enhance life, because we're supposed to speak life, not speak death. And but this is the art of the speaking life. So the way we do that is, first of all, slow down. That's number one. Too often, people are talking about how they feel while they feel it, and without having processed those feelings at any point. And there's no way to get past feelings you haven't processed. I'll say it like this. A lot of times people are so stuck at talking about the problem, they don't solve it, right? So when we come to a problem that we're dealing with, say we had a bad day at work, instead of saying, man, I had a bad day, on like, today wasn't the best day I had, but tomorrow will be better. Speaking life. It's acknowledging that something may not have been favorable or may not have been to your liking, but also speaking out loud that it will change for your better, because everything works out for our advantage. All things work for the good. So if that's the case, which it is, so being that that is the case, we have to speak that way. It doesn't happen all the time because we don't activate the power of life, of speaking life. We don't activate the power. I said two examples. The second example is when Moses was to get water from the rock, what was he supposed to do to it? Speak to it. That's how a man got water from a rock, by being instructed by God to speak to it. Words. Words are so important. I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to give you the answer. But it's only because you're not here to respond, right? What do you think the difference between a prayer and a spell is? I'll give you a second. Take a sip of water while we do. Time? Nothing. Except intention. It's intentionality. Because the intention will show where it's being powered from, the source. So, what is a prayer? A prayer is when we're intentionally speaking, of course, to God, but, you know, I'm just saying the act, not the direction that it goes to. A prayer is us speaking intentionally, asking for a desired outcome. A spell is the exact same thing. It's them speaking words to get a desired outcome. The difference is the source that's powering it. Like I said, the intentionality. Well, I'll change it to the one difference is the source. The intentionality reveals the source. So I'll say, my apologies, but I'll say that the difference is the source itself. Is it being powered by light, or is it being powered by darkness? If we're trying to honestly improve something, then it should be light. Should be. Now, depending on what a person thinks is improving it and all that, you know, things can get different. So I'm not going to speak in a blatant statement. You know, So I speak in probabilities on purpose. But when we are experiencing these things, we want to have faith woven into our words. So the last episode, when my tooth was hurting, and it still, you know, it's bothering me. I had a tooth infection. I have some antibiotics that are helping out. But long story short, I'm going to have to get my wisdom teeth removed. But while I was dealing with that episode, right, when I was dealing with the pain and experiencing that pain, I told you, I said, man, it hurts. I'm not going to tell you it doesn't hurt, but it's just not going to stop me. That it's not going to stop me, that was the faith that was woven in. Because what I did was speaking to my future. I said, it's not going to. I'm not talking about the past, and I'm not talking about the present. I just spoke into my future in that moment. That's what we have to do. Let me tell you guys something. one of the most important conversations you have is the first one you have in the morning. You may not believe that, it may not make sense to you, but I promise you, one of the most important conversations that you have for your day is the one that starts your day. I work at night, so technically I wake up at night, right? So whichever, when you wake up to start your day, that first conversation you have, first of all, it needs to be to God. It needs to be, thank you. I'm a matter of fact, I'm gonna walk through it. God, thank you for allowing me to see this day. I pray that you protect me throughout and watch over me. Allow me to be blessed and be a blessing. I pray that you allow me to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly every day, every hour, every minute, and every second of my life. Lord, I thank you for working this day out in my favor. I thank you for every attack that has been launched for me being quenched by my shield of faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for the victory that you promised me. I thank you for being the lender and not the borrower. I thank you because you told me I'm above and not beneath. I thank you for you being there for me. In your son's precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And when we speak like that, when we pray like that, that wasn't a 5-minute prayer, that wasn't long and drawn out, but it was direct and it was sincere. And that's what our prayers have to be. Now, I'm not saying they can't be long drawn out, because of course there's time for that. When we are warring, that is not a 1-minute prayer. Okay? So that I'm talking about speaking into our day right now. This is a certain type of prayer that I'm doing, right? So we have to not only speak into our day with the prayer, but again, we want to say out loud in conversation. If you work in sales, you want your first conversation to be thanking God about the success you're about to have on the day and how you're about to learn to become a better salesman or saleswoman, salesperson, right? And that goes for whatever profession you're in. Wake up thanking God that you're going to be better at it today. Wake up thanking God that you're going to learn today, that you're going to improve today, and that he's going to make sure everything works for your advantage, because that's what he told us in the Bible. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord. So as long as we love him, everything works for our advantage. So we have to act like we know that. Act like you know it. I ain't even facing you like that. I don't want to butcher it like that. That's from, you know, a legendary pay sister. Act like you know. Act like you know. Act like you know. Act like you know. See, I lied. Act like you know. Come on, Durandis. Let me chill. Let me chill. So, act like you know. Act like you know. Act like you know you won the fight already. And stop acting like you in the middle of it. Because you feel like you're in the middle of it, but you have already been guaranteed victory. So how are you in the middle of it? You're just waiting until, you're just on the way to your victory. That's how we have to say it. When I say, when I'm dealing with something that may be giving me some adversity, right? I don't say I'm struggling with something. Oh man, you know, I be struggling with this and I'm struggling. Nah, I'm actively conquering. And I know this stuff sounds, it sounds crazy. It sounds weird. You're like, who would say that in a regular conversation? You. It has to be you. Because if not you, who? If the believers in Christ are not the ones who are weaving faith into our words, who will? It has to be us. So you. Not anybody else. You. You're going to speak like that because you're going to learn the art of speaking life. See how I just did that? I just spoke life into you. I just spoke into you. You're going to learn that art. And I'm not saying you're going to learn my style or what works for me. It's not about me. It's about learning your life and how to speak life into it. And we learn that by getting closer to the Holy Spirit, because he'll reveal those things to us in its correct time. Because if we try to keep finding what I need to fix, and we haven't started on any of those, when we get around to starting, we feel like we need a caseworker to help. Shout out to Trancon. Get some of that good H2O. But it's about how we say things. You can't say things like, I had a bad day. Because how did you have a bad day if all things work for your good? How are those two going together? They can't both be the thing. They can't both exist, right? So whichever one you speak out loud, you're activating your power on that. And that's the one that'll be. And that's the one that'll create the background apps that'll keep running in the background. Right, as I spoke last episode, when I was saying how if you start a car and once it's good and running for probably like 15, 20 seconds, maybe even a minute, let's just stretch it out, pause. So if it's been running for a good minute, you can take that battery out and the alternator will keep it going, right? So when we activate our power by speaking into something, by putting our faith into the words that we say, well, see, that's the thing. Whatever we're saying, that's what we have faith in. So it's not like when you're talking about something negative, you're showing a lack of faith. You're not showing a lack of faith. You're showing a lack of faith in God, but you're showing, you're displaying your actual faith in the power of the thing that's attacking you, right? That's what's happening. As long as you're talking about, man, I can't, man, this person on the job, man, as long as you're talking like that, that person will continue to have that kind of power, because that's going to run the background apps in your mind. And once those apps are running in your mind, the things that you start to experience and see will all be through the filter of the running background apps. What does that mean, Taz? I'm so glad you guys asked. What that means is, when we are talking about things that we do not want to happen, talking about the things that we don't like about our life, talking about the things that we don't like about our family, talking about the things that we don't like about our job, we're talking about the things that we don't like in any of those, okay? I need you to understand one important thing. Those things don't stop when you stop speaking. Again, it's like scrolling on your phone and being on social media. If you just hit the home button, that didn't close the app, right? It went back to the home screen, which is whatever the blank, you know, state of your mind when you're not just really thinking about things, you're just chill mode. That's your home screen. So you can hit the home button and go to your home screen, sure. But those background apps, those thoughts are still going. That's what's called the subconscious. Background apps, subconscious. So when the subconscious is still active based on the things that we invested our faith into by speaking into it, then it's going to say, hey, you remember that thing you showed faith in? Because you showed faith in it, I'm going to reward you with more of it. And that can be beautiful and that can be dangerous. That can be beautiful and that can be dangerous. Because what are you speaking? What are you weaving your faith into? What words are you weaving your faith into? Are you talking about how, man, I can't deal with this no more. Man, I just one more of them and I can't take. I'm going to tell you what happens whenever you speak out loud that you can't take something, you can't handle something, you can't deal with something. I'm going to tell you what's actually happening. What you're doing is you're giving the enemy the blueprints for the next weapon that he's going to attack you with. Jesus. Message. All right. Every time you talk about how something is too much for you, how you can't deal with this too much longer, how you can't take too much more of this, how I'm gonna tell you why that's what happens, because God tells us, I will not put more on you than you can bear. So if that's the case, then why are we saying we can't bear it? When he tells us you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that means those limitations that we're putting on ourselves, we're putting them on ourselves, because we're activating our power when we should. So like I was saying earlier, we have to slow down. First of all, we're speaking too fast, that we're not thinking enough. Think before you speak. Slow down. Two people who have helped me tremendously with that is a man named Jordan Peterson and a man named Cat Williams. Both of them have helped me, because if you watch any of their conversations, when a person asks them a question, they take a few seconds before they speak. And then they'll speak. And usually what follows those few seconds of thought are beautiful, because they put so much intentional thought into it. When it actually was released, it was power that was focused. Now, what's the difference between the light that comes from a regular everyday flashlight and a light that comes from a pen, a little laser pointer? What's the difference? The level of focus in the light, guys. The flashlight is shooting a wide ray of light when the laser has focused it in ever so small. It's the focus. What are we focusing on? And we'll know our focus by realizing, when you start a conversation, when nobody's talking in the room, everybody quiet, and you get ready to say something, what type of topic is it? Is it, man, you know, this celebrity did this with their spouse. You know, they did this. And is it something like that? Is it, you know, this person down the street, they finna get kicked out. What conversations are you starting? What are you inciting? That's important. It's vital. We have to notice that. We have to notice, what am I talking about? When I walk up to someone who's just minding their business and I want to have a conversation with them, what kind of conversation do I involve them in? They ain't asked for that conversation, by the way. But they there now. They there now. So, what should I, you feel me? I think I rocked this for a second anyway. So, we want to, again, weave faith into our words. I'm actively conquering. I'm not struggling with this. I'm not having a hard time with this. I'm actively conquering. And we can even say things like, it's a tough battle, but I am actively conquering. As long as we include weaving that faith into it, it's all right with saying, I didn't have the best day today. It's all right. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best. It's going to be better tomorrow. Matter of fact, the rest of my day is going to be better today. And when we learn to weave faith into our words like that, the faith that speaks life into us, that says the things that we want to happen, then we'll see the evidence from it in our lives. Another way is, not talking about what we don't want to happen. Yeah, I'll leave it up like this for a second. Not talking about the things we don't want to happen. Too often we have conversations like, man, I hope this don't happen. I hope that don't happen. I hope this don't go this way. I hope that. Instead, let's talk about the other side. Man, I really hope this works out like this. Man, I'm hoping this works out how I want it to. I'm praying that this works out in my favor. See, it's a similar message, but it's about what side of the fence the heart is on. Is it on the side of appreciation? Or is it on the side of focusing on lack? Because that's what it is when we're complaining about something. We're talking about what we don't have. I hope this doesn't go this way because I won't have maybe as much free time, maybe as much, whatever the case may be, we're afraid of losing something. You understand? So instead of speaking from the fear of loss or the fear at all, because again, when we're saying, man, I hope this don't, it's like, is it anger? Is it fear? Is it sadness? What's inciting that, man, I hope this changes to something else? Man, I can't stand this, man. I don't like this, man. I don't want this to. What's fueling that? Because if what's fueling that is just the fact that we don't like it, we need to look for a different fuel. Because most of the things we don't like, honestly, are the things that we need. That's the difference between needs and wants in the first place. Because needs don't usually go along with wants. But once we start learning what we need, if we can accept the beauty in the fact that it's truly giving us what we need, then we'll want it. And listen, you don't know peace like the peace of your wants lining up with your needs. You don't, man, but you will. You will. I'm speaking that into your life. You will know the peace beyond all understanding because you will get closer to the Holy Spirit. You will. I'm thanking God for that now. I'm thanking God for that now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We speak life. We talk about the things that we want. We don't. And you know, hey mama, I love you. All my family, I love y'all, but I'm about to talk about my mom. Not bad talk about, just, you know, discuss. I was actually talking with my mom a couple of days ago, and she was like, you know, Steven, you know, make sure you know you don't have to go through anything alone. Like, contact us, you know, call us more. You don't have to go through anything alone. And I'll tell y'all right here, like I told on the phone, I know for a fact I'm not dealing with it alone. I know that they're there for me. I know that my mom and my dad and my sister, my family's there for me. I know this. And I love them so much for that. And I'm there for them, right? It's like I was saying to my mom, I just usually don't talk about things that I don't like. So it's not like I'm going through things in private and not telling anyone because I feel like nobody wants to hear me, or, you know, I'm separated from people or in seclusion for some undesired reason. It's nothing like that. It's only the simple fact that I only talk about things that I want to happen in my life, you know, or at least I make that I make an effort to do so. Of course, I'm, you know, I'm not 100% on that, but I make an effort to only discuss things that I want to happen. So what that ends up doing is cutting out a lot of negativity out of our lives when we do that. And we'll see that instantly. We'll see it instantly. It'll be a very quick change when we make the adjustment from talking about the things that we don't like or that we don't want to happen to talking about the things that we do like and the things that we do want to happen. It'll be a quick, drastic change. Like, you'll see it fast. Because what it allows us to do is see the other areas that we were doing that in. So it ends up being an exponential effect once we start to apply it. But we first have to apply it. It always first starts with us making the first move. You know, that's why it says seek and ye shall find, my apologies. You know, but we have to seek first. Same thing with, you know, he gave his only begotten son for those who believe shall not perish and have everlasting life. You got to believe first. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because it happened doesn't mean that you're cool. If you are in the streets, you'll never happen. You know what I'm saying? Or on social media, it never happened. You don't have the clearance that comes along with that thing. You know, so we have to believe. We have to have that faith in that. And if we have the faith in that, and we have the faith that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord, and we have the faith that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, then, you know, we can't be talking about how we lost as something. You know, of course, sports and games, you know, it's different, but as far as like life, we can't be talking about how bad a day was. We can't be talking about how negative an experience was. We have to talk about how to make the next experience better, more positive. We have to look at those things. Matter of fact, the negative ones, to see what we can pull from those, because many times some of our most negative experiences in our life, and I know this is tough, this is why we need the Holy Spirit, some of the most difficult to deal with things we've experienced will give us some of our most vital lessons. But the enemy uses the pain that's associated with it. He uses the pain that's associated with it to keep us from learning from it. So again, it's not an easy thing. You know, it's not an easy thing, but what thing that is necessary is easy. You understand? People want to eat, but they don't want to stand in the kitchen and cook food. They don't even want to drive to the store and get it anymore. They just, you know, Uber Eats and get or get some kind of grocery store to deliver the groceries to their house, you know. And there's no knock to people who's doing it. I will just say, you know, for the younger generation who's doing that, just make sure you have the ability to do other things. You know, not, that's not the only way that you eat, because that dependency can be used against people. Any unhealthy dependency can, actually. But to stay focused, if we're having difficulties with our children, you know, we want to pray about it. We don't want to worry about it. We want to war about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to sit and talk about how sad we are or how upset we are about whatever happened. We want to talk about how to not be upset again. You know, we want to talk about how that situation cannot turn out that way again. We want to talk about how, even if it does, how do we have peace with that? How do we make peace with the worst case scenario? I'm telling you. See, people think that peace is peaceful, but it's not. No one has, think about this. No one has ever needed peace in a peaceful situation, guys. Nobody has ever been on the beach with on that, you know, just wind blowing, sand, just waves whooshing. Nobody has ever been out there and just screamed, "I need peace!" Ah, it don't happen. It don't happen. It does not. It does not. Will not. Has not. They don't go to a place where they have peace and then ask for peace. You understand? So what that means is, if God says, "I'm going to give you peace," he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." So if he's saying, "I'm going to have to give you some peace," what kind of situations do you think you're going to be in to need it? Gentle ones? No, that's not how it goes. The believers are the ones who have to believe when there's a reason not to. That's why you need belief. That's why you need faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen and the evidence of things hoped for. I may have that backwards, but the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. Anyway, what faith is you believing in something that you don't have proof why you should. Not inconclusive. I mean, like, conclusive. There's no debate, irrefutable proof. You don't have it. You can't have proof and trust. You can't have proof and faith. Why? Because to believe something, you can't know it. You understand? You can't know it and believe it. You can only do one. Because you don't believe that 2 + 2 = 4. You know it is. So you don't have to put any kind of faith or belief into it. You just know it. So if somebody write it on paper, you're not even going to look for them to finish. You just, oh, I know it's 4. You're not going to, oh, please be 4. Please be 4. I know it. It should be. It got to be. Oh, please. I have so much faith. It has to be. Nah. It's 2 + 2 = 4. It's because you know it. So what does that mean? If we're not careful, knowledge can become the enemy of faith. Holy Spirit, I love you so much, and I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful to you. That's what that means. So we have to speak life. We have to speak life. We have an obligation to speak life. We have to. It's not a luxury. It's not an option. We have to. Because if we, the believers in Christ, do not speak out loud life into situations, not just ours. If we see somebody saying on Instagram or on social media that they need prayer, say a quick prayer for them. Don't just send emojis and go about your day. And what I mean by quick prayer, Lord God, I pray that you protect them and watch over them and provide them your peace that's beyond all understanding. I thank you so much in your son Jesus' name. Amen. How long was that? Probably 15 seconds. Probably. But do you believe that God heard it? And I meant that for someone. Now, I'll say their name later because, you know, I'm not trying for nobody to do this out. But that was a real prayer. That's why I felt sincere, because it was. Again, it doesn't have to be. See, we have to be able to realize that speech is activating the power. My power is being activated with every single word that I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to be careful while I'm doing it. Because, in other words, my gun is shooting a bullet with every word. So I have to choose what type of bullet I'm shooting. Is this a bullet to hurt or harm? Or is it a bullet to help and heal? Now, I know real bullets might not do that, but in communication, you get it. What kind of ammo am I using? Am I loading up to speak some life? Am I loading up to take some? What am I doing? What am I doing? What are you doing? What are you saying out loud to your problems? When you look straight in your problems face, and you see the things that you have to deal with, you have to go through, you have to experience, are you saying it's too much? I can't deal with it. Pause. Are you saying those kind of things? Are you talking about how you're losing? Are you saying out loud that you're a loser? Or are you looking at the situation? Or are you looking at that bill? Or are you looking at that letter? Or are you looking at that text message and saying, all things work for my good because I love the Lord? I thank you, God, for working this out in my favor. Especially because I don't know how you're going to do it. I'm in awe at you blessing me from this situation. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to either be blessed or be a blessing to anybody in this, because it just looks like a mess. And Lord, I thank you so much, because when I look at a mess, you see a way to bless. And I thank you so much for that. So when we intentionally speak like that, we'll see the difference in our lives. People will ask us questions. You know, why are you talking like that? Why? What's wrong? Why are you so different? What's going on with you? What's... Then we get, that's our opportunity to tell them about the goodness of God. That's our opportunity to tell them about the beauty and necessity in salvation. That's the opportunity. But we get that opportunity from them seeing us do it ourselves first. You know what I'm saying? They have to see us do it first. But even then, they won't know if that's what they're seeing, so we still have to tell them. You know, I have to tell people, like, I can't teach a lesson I haven't learned first. Just think about that, guys. Should a teacher be able to teach a lesson that they haven't? Because today's teachers is different, right? But an actual teacher by nature, like, you can't learn a lesson. I'm sorry, you cannot teach a lesson you haven't learned first. You must learn it first. So I'm gonna tell y'all something, and this is just a little side note, it's a little piece of game, and I'm gonna get up out of y'all way, right? One of the people y'all need to listen to more, that you kind of usually write off, the friend who can mimic people's voices, like the person who can do impersonation, you know, like how you have popular people like Jay Farrell and Aries Spears, comedian Godfrey. You have, you know, people who can sound, you know, they can sound like other people, right? Like mimic their voices and tones and cadences and all that, right? The reason why those are some of the most important people for you to listen to is because they listen to you. How else could they learn your mannerisms so closely? How else could they learn your tone switch up and how you say this word and how you say this when you really mean that? How can they learn those things if they didn't pay attention first? So because they pay such close attention, when they speak to you, they're usually speaking from a higher level of understanding than some of your other friends might be. Usually, that's not always the case, but just take that little piece of game. Do whatever you want to do with that. That's yours. You feel me? I'm going to close now by saying we have to weave faith into our words. No longer are we discussing the things that we don't like. No longer are we discussing the things that we want to just magically be different and change any situation that we just want to be. What we're going to start doing, what we're going to do, what we are doing is thanking God for making a way when we don't see a way. That's what we're doing. What we're going to do is show faith when faith needs to be shown. The only time we need faith is when there's reason to not have it. It's the only way. So we're speaking life into our situations. We're weaving faith in life in our situations through our words. Because that's how we're activating our power. And that's how we are having the subconscious or the background apps. That's how they're going to run the apps that we want to run. And that's how the subconscious is going to give us the thoughts that we want to think. Because we're going to have to do it first. I thank you so much. I thank you guys so much for being a part of this this family, this community, this group, whatever you want to call it. I thank you for being here, honestly. I ask that if you just found value in anything that you heard from this video, anything, if you found value in it, I ask that you do just a few free things that cost you 0 cents. I ask that you like, comment, and share. And especially share with someone else that you believe will find value in these words too. I thank you so much. This has been another episode of Card Talk with Taz Angel. Good conversation you can ride to. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm all at you.